It's the open hour, open topic hour of Rosie on the House. We're all here to do one thing, to become your best friend. If you've got a question about home ownership, home remodeling, or home improvement, this is your chance to get in now. 1-888-767-4348. 1-888-ROSIE for you. Put you in touch with my wife, sweet Jennifer, who's here on standby. As the call screener, we'll get your name, where you're calling from, and your question. Romy and I, my son and co-host, will get you on air as quick as we can, with Michael Reisch, our broadcast engineer, making sure all the proper buttons are pushed for you to pick up the answer through the telephone, and the rest of the listening audience throughout Arizona to pick it up through their radio. Hey, speaking about the rest of Arizona, Rosie on the House is going on the road next week to one of our favorite annual events.
Prescott, Arizona, the Christmas capital of the state, the first Saturday of every December. They have their Christmas parade starting off, usually starts about 10, where we broadcast from on Whiskey Row at the balcony of the Jersey Lily Saloon. And that's just because it's the only balcony on.
That makes a great broadcast location.
It does.
It really does.
Right on the, I would say, of the square, you're just a little left to center.
I especially like the way you take 7 hours to break down all the broadcast equipment to keep us on the balcony throughout the parade in the afternoon.
That's, well, there's
that's
so
really
many people.
Good planning.
You have to be very careful. You don't want any wires tripping feet or getting
right.
tangled.
That's right.
You don't want any PA speaker going off the ledge and hitting the innocent bystanders on the crowd below. It's a long...
It is absolutely the best seat in the whole town. It is the best seat in the whole town, that's for sure.
And the parade usually starts about 10, and about the time we're done with our broadcast, they have just started to come around, because we're at the last stretch of the parade along Whiskey Row. And then we go out in the courthouse, we have lunch, we hang out on the lawn, we may slip back to our room for a little nap, come back about the time the sun's setting.
And the lighting
and everyone,
of the courthouse square.
Everyone kind of just gathers on the north side, and they've got the Christmas story reading. We sing Christmas carols, and then we do a big countdown in 180. There's 100, is it 180 trees, and they light 110?
Oh, Romy,
is that the numbers?
I'm not going to know the numbers.
I think that's it. There's 180 trees on the square, and they light 110 of them all at once.
And it is incredible. If you haven't made that a part of your family holiday tradition, you probably are too late this year. The rooms in Prescott fill up very early for this event. You might, you know?
Well, yeah, but I would say that's the great thing about Arizona. If you're listening to this broadcast and you're in Phoenix,
yeah,
it gets dark so early, the lighting's done. You can have dinner and still be home by 10 o'clock.
Oh, okay. All right.
So it's a lot more fun to stay the night. Sure.
Well, I tell you, what was it, Jennifer, 3 years ago that it snowed so heavy on us and we had the grandkids? I mean, y'all were
That's
there.
My favorite memory because being in Arizona.
It snowed so heavy that night.
Every Christmas music, movie, storyline all includes snow. And you've never had this white Christmas experience being an Arizona native. So to be snowed on during the lighting, and it was, that's the one I'll forever remember.
Carol clogged that morning.
It was freezing.
In the snow, yeah.
Yes, and it was the coldest I've ever been. I actually bailed on the team and went inside because I was so cold. But it was just, it was one of those unusually cold ones. You take it for granted it's going to be comfortable, and then every once in a while, if you don't watch the weather, you get caught.
And it wasn't fun, but it will be the one that'll always be my favorite just because it was... The actual picture perfect.
It was pretty magic.
Well, and Jennifer's got some other events going on around the state that we'll talk about later. But the other thing we've got coming up, so we've got the lighting of the courthouse square in Prescott next weekend. And the second weekend in January, January 9th, we won't be broadcasting from there, but we'll actually have a presence at the Casa Grande Home Show, which they'll be conducting. And I don't think a lot of people realize we have the coverage in Pinal County that we do. Pinal County is the third largest county in Arizona. Pinal County will hit 1 million people here in the next decade. Pinal County will hit 1 million people. So they need good contractors. Folks, if you live in Coolidge, Eloy, Florence, Casa Grande, the anywheres in the Pinal County area, we have, by your request, built out the Casa Grande Connection, which puts together the Rosie certified contractors in that area to help serve you at your home to make sure you're being taken care of properly. We have A Authentic Garage Door. We have Action Termite, All About Water, Eco Water Systems, Arizona Foundation Solutions, Brutinel Electric, Brutinel Plumbing, Channel Choice TV, Cooper Painting, Desert Sun Cooling and Heating, Harmon Solar, Kinetico Water Systems, Lions Roofing, Old Castle Superlight, Bellegarde, and Techna Home Security. We've got Pinal County covered. You're in that area, get to rosieonthehouse.com. For region, simply pick Casa Grande, and it will bring up the entire list of contractors there ready to serve you according to our standard here at Rosie on the House.
I really enjoyed that one because in 2014, we started broadcasting in Tucson, and then there was
in 2004. Okay. See, now you
time's flying.
See, Romy, now you're getting
old.
Like your dad. You're missing whole decades.
And there was a period of time, because Casa Grande is pretty centrally located, you're a little closer to Phoenix than you are Tucson, but still, you couldn't get a contractor. You could hear this broadcast from both markets.
Right.
But Phoenix contractors didn't want to go to Casa Grande. Tucson contractors didn't want to drive up, and they were just in this no man's land of Rosie help. And that was a very satisfying market to expand to, just because of how many people we had to say, I don't know, I don't have anything for you. No. So, and now we're proud to have that available.
We're being pulled up to the White Mountains is where everybody wants to know why we're not up there. Well, we'll get there. We'll get there. We're more interested in growing right and growing slow than growing fast. So, hey, we've got callers coming in. And, Romy, we can also text our questions to Rosie on the House, right? That's a new feature as of today.
It is, but let me put a disclaimer on it.
Okay.
One of the great things about calls, we've got five phone lines, and that's a very manageable number.
Yes.
Since we've given out the text number at 840.
Yeah, for the first time ever. For the history-making Rosie on the House broadcast.
411-923 is the text number. Type in your message and click send. This is a service offered by a third party, Marketron, that provides services to the radio industry. So, and it's a it follows some old rules of texting, 120 characters.
Okay.
Put your name.
Okay.
And your city. So we've got an elevation reference that will answers change drastically as it relates to elevation. And then click send. You can manage five phone calls and getting those answers.
That's good,
I can't manage 42 texts.
Did you get flooded?
In 20 minutes. and broadcast, maintain the broadcast live. So I won't guarantee you'll get an answer
this week. Call would be better.
Give me a week to figure this out, and we'll have a better plan. This just kind of all happened.
You're saying we're going to have some follow-up?
We're learning on air.
Broadcast.
But it's fun. It's the next stage of radio broadcasting.
Well, while you figure that out, why don't you bring me Kay from Tempe calling.
Let me see if I can remember how to do that on this ancient old phone.
I'll take care of Kay by way of phone call, and that'll open a line for you at 1-888-767-4348. Good morning, Miss Kay.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I listen to you all the time.
Hey, did you have a great Thanksgiving?
I did, and I'm still eating the leftovers.
That a girl. That's the best part, I think.
It is. It's so good. I just had a quick question, and I'm a new homeowner of about a year.
Great.
And we are slowly doing some renovations in the home. One thing we'd like to have removed is the popcorn ceiling.
Okay.
However, About 4 months into the homeownership, I noticed a mud tube.
Okay.
We hadn't done anything about it yet.
Okay.
We now have the popcorn ceiling removed, and the walls are taped up, and it's very humid in the home.
Yeah.
Is this the best time to get really aggressive with the termites?
Well, it's a great time to get aggressive with the termites because we've had so much moisture in the entire environment and in the soil. They are very, very active. They've been drawn to a shallower dimension. If you were listening last week, we actually had a doctor of chemistry from BASF in talking about termite treatment along with our certified termite treatment specialist, Action Termite. And they were talking about how much increased activity they're seeing right now. So, Kay, as a new homeowner, it is something you're going to want to get taken care of. Now, you're in Tempe. It sounds like to me, if I were to guess, your home was probably built in the 70s.
Late 70s, early 80s, 82.
Okay. Is it a masonry home?
I believe so.
Okay. So, our termite infestation is on the sheetrock, it's on the furring strips, you've got the structural external masonry block unit, you've got a home with excellent bones to it. We probably have some kind of a small slab crack that the termites have found. I'd get either Blue Sky Pest Control or Action Termite, or call them both. They're both Rosie certified, serving Maricopa County area. And get their opinions on how best to treat it. We are big believers in the product called Termidor. It seems to be the one that actually destroys the entire termite colony. There are some people in the industry I respect that think that's not necessarily a good thing over the long term. But until we find out something better for you, Kay, at your house that you've been in 1 year, it is, I think, the best answer for you. So, yes, go ahead and get the termites taken care of. Congratulations on the popcorn ceiling removal. Congratulations on the new home ownership. Let's become best friends. You stay in touch with Rosie on the house. We'd love to help you every step of the way in whatever project is you're trying to tackle in Kay's new house. When we get back, it's Mike in Tucson and you, if you'll call in now.